What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I Told Hammerhand This a Long Time Ago That They're Gonna Come After White Guys Like Undead Chronic. Now, as you guys probably know by now, Undead Chronic not only has he been kicked off of YouTube again and had his PayPal account removed, he's also been visited by the FBI. Now, like I said to Hammerhand long time ago, before even Scamarona started, I told him the whole point of 9/11 was to go after white guys. You see, the Zionist-controlled U.S. government, they don't care about Amr Metwaly, okay? 9/11, the war on terror, it was never ever about Muslims or Arabs. It was the long reach around to go after white guys, okay? Now, you guys need to understand, they can't go after Hammerhand and Undead Chronic until they come after me first. Now, all the tools, all the laws that they have to go after white people, they established that in the name of going after Muslim people, and you all cheered for it. You know, they're gonna go after dark-skinned Muslim people who say Allahu Akbar, and now those very same laws, those very same tools they are using to go after white people, but they couldn't get those tools, they couldn't get those laws unless they had to use a boogeyman, which was us Muslim people. But never were we Muslim people the point of what's going on, okay? It was always the long reach around to go after white people. Now, as you guys know, I worked with CIA, I worked with Mossad out in my Hollywood days. You know, a lot of this stuff you guys see about ISIS, it was actually filmed in Stevenson Ranch up in Magic Mountain. In fact, the CIA asked me to work as a translator with them in 2006 in Iraq. I probably would have met Terrence Pop and maybe even TFM had I joined the CIA and actually traveled with them as a CIA agent. But at the time, guys, I wanted to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, so I was like, nah, man, I'm gonna focus on my Hollywood career. So after my stint out in Hollywood, and when ISIS became a thing in like, what, 2011, some shit like that, what ended up happening, guys, is that I made a video about this before, that FBI agents would knock on my door. You know, guys, I've been escorted off of planes before. I've been in interrogation rooms during the height of ISIS. And you got all these FBI agents are like, so, Amr, did you meet somebody from the Muslim Brotherhood? Do you know anybody who wants to join ISIS? It's like, dude, would you ask these questions to some random white dude? Why you ask them to me? And they're like, well, we just have to do our job. Well, tell that to the FBI agent who went breakdancing and ended up shooting a couple of people a few years ago. The idiot went breakdancing with his gun still on him, and then he did a fucking somersault and ended up shooting somebody in the leg. So you guys need to understand something very important, okay? These government officials, FBI, CIA, police, especially rank and file guys who deal directly with the American people, they're not the smartest tool in the shed. Now, I don't think I ever said this before. I was actually in a LAPD candidate back in 2015. I was a diversity hire. I was gonna join LAPD, but I dropped out. Do you guys wanna know why I dropped out of LAPD? Because I realized that these people, you know, the people in charge of LAPD, they're looking for a bunch of yes men. They're looking for a bunch of sociopaths, psychopaths, who wanna torment people below them, but at the same time, suck up to people above them. So this is why I'm not an LAPD officer, because I quickly realized the US government is looking for people who torment those beneath them and suck up to people above them, which is what a psychopath, a sociopath is, which obviously I'm not. So what you American people guys out there need to understand is very, very simple, and on that chronic I learned it the hard way, is that you can't take your country back, okay? There is no boogaloo, there is no, oh, let's take our country back. This country has been marked for divine destruction, okay? God is gonna Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization in general, and America in particular. Now, what have I been telling you guys for the past couple of years? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. As you guys know, I was in San Cristobal. I just came back a couple of days ago, and I was fucking a hot bitch over there. In fact, she just sent me a text on WhatsApp a couple of minutes ago saying, baby, I missed you. She missed my dick. Can't blame her. So I'm living that life. Now, the only thing that's really missing is getting the money right. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW.TV. Even though MGTOW.TV costs less than $1,000 a month to operate, you know, for a website that can actually compete with like Rumble and fucking Odyssey, and we're hella better than BitChute, we are running at under $1,000 a month. However, with the advent of having to buy a new server soon, this is why I came back. As you guys know, I'm part of the, the gig economy. So, in fact, what I'm doing right now, guys, is that I just turn on my gig economy app. Like, fucking, I don't care. Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, I don't give a fuck, you know. Whoever gives me the most money for the least amount of miles, I work. So, you know, I come here, make a quick, you know, $30, $40 a day, drink my coffee, you know, and that will help pay for MGTOW.TV. But ultimately, guys, I don't want to, you know, fucking go out and work to pay for MGTOW.TV. So this video is not about fundraising for MGTOW.TV, but I'm letting you guys know that the way things are, especially the fact that Undead Chronic has been silenced by the FBI. As you guys know, I wanted to offshore MGTOW.TV to Hungary as far back as a year ago. I even visited Hungary and I sat down with lawyers. It's going to cost me about $4,000 to offshore MGTOW.TV to Hungary. Guys, I might, realistically speaking, I may do a fundraiser real soon to get the money to offshore MGTOW.TV to Hungary, because I think what's going to happen is that the US government is going to take down websites like MGTOW.TV. I think that's what's going to be happening really soon. So you guys out there, let me know in the comment section if you think crowdfunding $4,000 so I can move MGTOW.TV officially off to Hungary. It's going to be a Hungarian company. We're going to use Hungarian payment processors. We're totally going to cut America out of business when it comes to MGTOW.TV. So you guys out there, you let me know in the comment section if crowdfunding is something that you think would be supported by the community. Again, it's only $4,000. All right, so what you guys need to understand is that this country is going to hell in a handbasket, okay? Inflation is up, gas is up. Even though gas is going down, what's happening is that the Zionists, they want to placate you, so you can say, oh, Biden is bringing down the gas prices, even though he made the gas go from like $2 to fucking $4. You know, where I'm at right now, I just passed a gas station. It's $3.97 here in Florida. So it, before I left to Mexico, it was almost $5 a gallon, so it lost like well over a dollar. So, you know, a lot of low IQ idiots are gonna say, oh, Biden is bringing down the gas prices, let me vote Democrat in fall. you guys have to understand something, man. Even if the Republicans do win the majority, the vast majority of Republicans out there, okay, the vast majority of Republicans are rhinos like Mitt Romney. You know, a rhino like Mitt Romney is basically a sellout who will just go with what the establishment tells him to do simply because, hey, he's got his money, he's relaxed. You know, the Zionists are telling him, yo, man, if you're our guy, things are going to be fine and dandy like cotton candy for you. So no matter what, you guys need to understand something, man. No matter what happens, Romney will do well. Trump is going to do well. Okay. These people in government, Nancy Pelosi, they're going to do well. Now, ultimately, they're going to lose. But that's going to happen when God decides to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization. You know, that can be, you know, a year from now. It could be 10 years from now. But all I know is that within half a year, things are going to be very, very bad for us. Now, you guys have to understand something, man. The Zionists have lost control, okay? What was supposed to happen was supposed to be a big Hollywood production, okay? Scamarona, digital banks, digital bank currency, climate change, all this stuff was supposed to unfold like a movie at the theater. Now, what does God in the Quran tell the dirty, dirty Jews? You're always kindling the fire of war, and I'm always extinguishing that fire for you. So God, he stepped in and he fucked up the Jews' movie plans, okay? Now, I'm a screenwriter myself. I've written screenplays. In fact, one of my screenplays was a quarter finalist. So when you write a screenplay, a movie, okay, you are literally playing God when you write a movie. Now, when you write a movie, okay, and you're filming a movie in Hollywood, you can play God all you want. But the second you try to play God in real life, that's when the real God steps in and says, nah, So God fucked up the Jews' evil plans. So now the Zionists, they have lost control of the narrative. And because they lost control of the narrative, not only is everything happening one after another, they have to be very, very tyrannical, and they have to be very, very evil in what they do. So going after, you know, on that chronic did nothing wrong. Freedom of speech. But what the Zionists want to do is that they want to intimidate on that chronic. They want to intimidate people out there. Because you guys need to understand, man. Look what happened in the Arab Spring 10 years ago when Arabs got fed up with their governments, okay? Look at what happened in Turkey a couple of months ago when their economy crashed. Look at what happened in Sri Lanka just a couple of days ago. What do these countries all have in common? They don't have guns, okay? We have guns. So anybody out there who talks of using said guns, the Zionist-controlled U.S. government is gonna come after them. Guys, bad shit is gonna happen. The U.S. government knows it. The Zionists, I've said this before, guys, the Zionists have systematically set up America to be destroyed. We are going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, you know, a big war made us go from Pax Britannica to Pax Americana, right? You know, after World War II, UK was irrelevant. It was now Pax Americana. It's over for Pax Britannica. Now we're going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica, meaning very soon there's gonna be a big war. America is gonna be irrelevant, and the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is gonna be supreme, okay? So you guys need to understand, America has been systematically set up in the past 20 years since 9/11 to collapse, okay? This is a controlled demolition. Granted, what's going on is a little bit hectic because the Zionist got fucked up by God, but nevertheless, America will fall. Let me say that one more time. America will fall, and quite frankly, it should fall, okay? Now, I'm letting you guys know right now, right here, after 9/11 happened, Mossad agents were dancing on top of rooftops when 9/11 happened. I, Amer Mitwali, I'm going to be dancing on top of rooftops when the U.S., the Zionist-controlled U.S. government falls. Now, the trillion-dollar question you all need to be asking yourself, what do we do from now until when the U.S. government falls? You need to do what the Muslims did when Islam started in Mecca, okay? When Islam started in Mecca, the Muslims, for 10 years, they were persecuted and things got so bad for them, they actually had to find refuge in Abyssinia. Abyssinia is modern-day Ethiopia. There was a good Christian king in Ethiopia who told the Muslims, hey, come seek refuge with me. So a lot of Muslims of Mecca, they had to flee to Ethiopia. And then a little bit later on, Medina, which is a couple of hundred miles away from Mecca, accepted the Muslims. So the Muslims who were in Ethiopia, who were in Mecca and surrounding places, they all congregated to Medina. And when they went to Medina, what ended up happening over the course of 10 more years is that Medina, the Muslims of Medina, they got stronger, while the pagans of Mecca, the people who oppressed them, they got weaker. So eventually, guys, I'm putting this down because there's like a police officer like fucking right next to me. So I'm putting this down like this. They don't give a damn. Nobody gives a damn, but still, man. So the pagans of Mecca, they got weaker over 10 years. The Muslims of Medina, they got stronger over the 10 years. And when the Muslims reached a point of strength, while the pagans reached a point of weakness, what ended up happening, guys, is that the Muslims of Medina, they ended up conquering Mecca. And when they conquered Mecca, there was a lot of heads rolling. Now, whether that is figuratively or literally, I'm going to leave that up to your imagination. So, until the Zionist-controlled U.S. government falls, what you guys out there need to do, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Any of you guys who are under the illusion of the boogaloo, take our government back, we're going to get them in 2024, fuck that shit. This country has been systematically set up by the Zionists to make sure this country falls, okay? It's gonna fall, you know? It's like the Titanic. When the Titanic broke, it started taking in water, that's when it was GG. Game over, okay? It's game over for the United States of America. If you're still here when shit hits the fan, that's on you, bro, okay? I've been telling you guys for years, get the fuck out of the country. You know, don't talk about guns and boogaloo and, you know, going after bad people. Listen, man. Listen. Until the U.S. government falls, whatever you have going in your mind, you know, save that for yourself, okay? Don't publicly say it, you know? Again, get the fuck out of the West. Get your money right and fuck hot bitches, you know? I can live in Mexico, guys. I can live in Mexico illegally. In fact, I just contacted the Mexican embassy residency over there. I can get residency in Mexico. In fact, I'm gonna go out and have an appointment with the Mexican government. I'm a dual citizen, so I can go back to Egypt and tell Biden to suck my dick, though he probably would end up taking me up on that offer, but I don't go that route. Worst case scenario, you know, personally, I think Egypt is gonna go to hell too, because again, Arabs are more Satanist than the freaking Zionist are. So I'd rather be in Mexico than in Egypt. As you guys know, I have a Mexican girl. I can marry her. I know a lot of you gonna say, "Oh, are you gonna marry a single mother slut? Ooh, low value." Hey, man. If it's between getting a Mexican citizenship and living in peace or coming here to America and having fucking FBI throw me in prison, I'd rather fucking marry a single mom and get the motherfucking citizenship for Mexico, man. But there's a reason, guys. There's a reason why the FBI lets me make these videos for you, okay? The FBI knows who I am. They know everything about me. Like I said, man, they've been to my home. They escorted me off of planes. The FBI knows who I am. So the reason why the FBI lets me do the videos is because I am supporting their agenda. Their agenda, again, is get good people out of America. Right now, guys, what the Zionists want, they want people who wear the mask, people who take the Scamarona vaccine, they want SJWs, they want low IQ NPCs who will do whatever the government tells them, okay? Good people, righteous people, people like you and me, the U.S. government, the Zionist-controlled U.S. government does not want us. So by me telling you, get the fuck out of the West, I am doing what the Zionists want. They ultimately want you guys to leave the West, because once you guys go to Mexico, or any other country for that matter, and all we have here in America are mask wearers, people who listen to the government. I'm on my fourth or fifth booster shot. Those are people that the U.S. government can kill, and these people will actually be glad that they're being murdered outright. So this is what the Zionist-controlled U.S. government wants, okay? They don't want me, they don't want you. So by me telling you to get the fuck out of the West, you know, there's a reason why they let me make these videos, okay? Because I'm pushing that agenda of getting the fuck out of the West. Because once we get the fuck out of the West, we're no longer America's problem, okay? And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. These people out there, man, these FBI agents, these are people who are picked to be sociopaths, psychopaths, they're low IQ, and like TFM said, man, the vast majority of these FBI people out there, take away their job, they're not even good enough to fucking work at Subway, okay? So once you guys understand that this country has been set up by the Zionists in the past 20 years for destruction, it's like a building that has been set up to be demolished. It's gonna fall, okay? That's number one. Number two, okay? They use people like me as a long reach around to go after white people. The Zionists never cared about me, Amr Mitwal. I am not a threat to the Zionist-controlled U.S. government. I don't have a gun, okay? The only thing I own in America is this Mercedes-Benz and my fishing rod over here. That's really all I own in this country, guys. So... and the country, and I mean, you know, the FBI, CIA, they know I'm a dual citizen. They know that I've been to Mexico. They know I'm gonna bail on this country quicker than, you know, me bailing on Yogi Oba's mom after I don't wanna pay her the $75. So I'm no threat to them, okay? I'm no threat to them, and at the same time, I'm pushing their agenda, okay? By getting the fuck out of the country, okay? This is what you guys need to do. Once a Zionist-controlled U.S. government falls, then that's going to be the next step. And by that time, hey, maybe Jesus is going to be back. I don't know. I'm not God, okay? All I am saying, for the foreseeable future, we got to get the fuck out of the West. That's number one. Number two, the Zionist-controlled government, they hate white people. They want to kill white people. They use people like me as a long reach around to go after you white people. Listen, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Muslims, at best, are useful idiots. At worst, they're hypocrites and traitors. Muslims were never, ever a threat to America, okay? So, the bottom line, guys, that I want you guys to understand here is that they're gonna try to intimidate people like Hammerhand and Undead Chronic. That's the name of the game, okay? They know that bad shit is gonna happen. So they wanna get rid of the people who actually might rival the government. Again, what the Zionist-controlled U.S. government wants are people who wear the mask, take the booster shots. Pretty much, they want a people who will literally dig their own graves. This is what the Zionist-controlled U.S. government wants. You know, somebody like Undead Chronic or Hammerhand is going to be like, fuck this shit. That's a threat to the U.S. government. Or should I say, Zionist-controlled U.S. government. So, you guys out there watching this video, drop the whole, oh, we're going to take our country back. Heads are going to roll. Fucking squares are going to be settled. Or boogaloo. Just drop all that shit. If you can't get out of the West, I mean, I don't understand, man. You can fucking sneak into Mexico. It's not like they're going to deport you or anything, man. I mean, how many Mexicans are living in this country illegally? So, you know, guys, you can get into Mexico, live there illegally. Worst case scenario, marry a Mexican chick, you'll get citizenship. And I heard that if you get a Mexican woman pregnant, you know, if you have a kid in Mexico, I think they automatically give you Mexican citizenship. Guys, Mexico is our salvation. Until this country collapses, just like Mecca collapsed, until that happens, Mexico is going to, quite frankly, be our Medina, okay? So, that's my video for you guys today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And again, guys, don't under any circumstance, okay? First of all, don't talk about guns, don't talk about boogaloo, don't talk about, you know, scores being settled, okay? That's number one. Number two, if FBI ever comes to your door, deny, okay? When the FBI was interrogating me, if I knew any members of the Muslim Brotherhood, if I knew anybody who wanted to join ISIS, it's like, dude, asking me this is like asking a random white dude the same question, man. I fucking grew up in this country. You think I'm walking around like fucking Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS? That's fucking retarded, bro. So this is what you guys need to do if the FBI comes to you. Deny. And for the love of God, do not under any circumstances say, oh, I want to take back our country. Our country is going in a bad place. I want to help our country. Hey, man, these FBI agents are picked to be sociopath and psychopath, okay? They're not there to help you. They're there to harm you so they can get patted on their heads by people above them. So in the event FBI comes for you, deny, and don't tell them anything. Don't try to be, oh, I want to save America, I love America. Amen. You should be getting out of this country yesterday, not today. As you guys know, I'm in Miami. Well, I'm in the Miami area. At any time, guys, in T-minus a few hours, I can be in Mexico, okay? So I'm good, baby. I can hop on a plane. I can go to fucking Egypt. I'm a dual citizen, you know. I'd rather be in Mexico than Egypt. And again, what do I do? What the fuck do I, Amr Mitwali, really do, man? You know, do I tell you to kill anybody, to beat up anybody? I don't tell you to do any of that stuff. I tell you, flat out, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West and fuck hot bitches, okay? The only thing the US government might be able to bust me on is harassing redfish off of the Martin County Causeway, because the redfish are right down there, okay? They don't want to eat any of the baits I'm giving them. I tried mullet, I tried crab, I tried shrimp, you know. I think I spat on them a couple of times. I hurled some insults at the redfish, you know, right under the causeway. That's the only thing the US government can bust me on, harassing the wildlife. So there you go, guys. That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.